Welcome to the Locked On Minnesota Twins podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by RockAuto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Thank you, RockAuto.com, for sponsoring this episode of Locked On Twins. It's also brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network. You can follow me on Twitter at NashWalker9. You can follow the show at Locked On Twins and other Locked On networks, Locked On shows all over Twitter and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Megaphone. Thanks for tuning in today. It is 3:30 on a Tuesday, and tonight is game six of the World Series. We shall see if the baseball season comes to an end tonight. It's Blake Snell, the left-hander, the 2018 Cy Young winner in the American League, against Tony Gonsolin. The rookie who's had a tremendous 2020 season, but not very good in the playoffs. We'll talk about that matchup a little bit, and then look at a relief pitching option for the Twins. I've made a promise to you. This offseason, if I'm going to be here 5 days a week, and I will be this offseason, I promise you there will not be a player that the Twins sign. Trading for is a little more difficult, but or trade for, that didn't have at least a little segment preview on this show. Meaning I'm going to talk about all these free agents that I think the Twins would be interested in. We know the spots that they're looking for. We know they need bullpen depth, especially on the back end. We know they need at least one utility player, probably two. We know they probably need a left fielder potentially to fill in the gap if Eddie Rosario is non-tendered. We know they need a fifth starting pitcher, or maybe two starting pitchers if Randy Dobnak is their sixth starting pitcher. I assume he'll be their fifth. They need a fourth starting pitcher. So those are the position groups we're looking at. We've really been focusing on utility. Today I have a reliever for you. We'll mix it up. We'll go starting pitcher probably tomorrow, and then maybe back to utility on Thursday, and then back to a reliever on Friday. We're going to mix it up, but we're going to talk all about these free agents. I'm keeping track, but if there's ever a time, I hope I catch myself if I'm talking about the same guy a second time, but there will be at least a minute said about all of these free agents. And when I mean just a minute, yesterday we talked about a Danny Hechevarria, and you know he's not the most exciting free agent option, and he got maybe 3 minutes of the show, and that's fine. It was at the end. But that's what I'm saying, is everyone's going to get some time. The guys who I think are a better fit will get longer time. The guys who are better players will get more time, that I'll talk about them, and you'll know more about them because they're impact players, I think, at the free agent market. The guy today is an impact player. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm going to cover guys like Hechevarria that couldn't be brought in and make an impact. So it's important to talk about those guys, too, as they fit in. And the Twins are always known, especially recently, to find those diamonds in the rough, to find those Matt Wisters, to find the Eray Adrianzas. So we will leave no stones left. We will leave no stones unturned, is what I'm trying to say. And today, I think, is an exciting one. We're going to dive deep into him. But first, Blake Snell, Tony Gonsolin. Tampa Bay Rays leading off G-Man Choi tonight against Gonsolin. Gonsolin's gotten touched up in the postseason. Blake Snell pitched very, very well in Game 2 of the World Series. Snell has not gone 6 innings since the middle of 2019. The Rays bullpen with John Curtis and Pete Fairbanks, Diego Castillo, Nick Anderson hasn't thrown in 2 days, is very rested now that there was a day off. The Dodgers bullpen's rested too. They got Bruce Dar Gratterall. They got a day off for Blake Treinen after he worked 3 days in a row. Victor Gonzalez should be available. Kenley Jansen, if they want to go there, should be available. Dylan Floro, they have options back there in that bullpen as well. So the bullpens are rested, which means that the leashes are going to be very short. So if you're a traditionalist and you want to see starters go deep, it's not going to happen in Game 6 unless Blake Snell's absolutely rolling. And even in that case, a starter's rolling until he's not, right? And in a elimination game for Tampa Bay, I think you're going to see them go to the bullpen fairly quickly. I don't think you're going to see Blake Snell go through the lineup a third time, even if he is pitching well. And he was pitching well in Game 2 and still didn't go through the lineup a third time. Or he might have started the lineup the third time, but didn't make it through. He got pulled in the fifth inning, I think it was. But you're going to see short leashes tonight. You're going to see potentially Pete Fairbanks in the middle innings, one of their best relievers. You're going to see Nick Anderson, the former Twin, potentially the best reliever in baseball in the middle innings. Kevin Cash is going to be aggressive tonight. And I think Dave Roberts will be too, but less so because it's not an elimination game for them. They have Walker Buehler tomorrow in Game 7 if it gets to that point. Now, the Dodgers do want to win it tonight because anything can happen in Game 7. But I don't think you'll see Dave Roberts get as aggressive as Kevin Cash tonight just with the bullpens. And I think Roberts has been aggressive. You know, pulling Clayton Kershaw early was an aggressive move in Game 5. And it almost didn't work out. You know, he got lucky there. But you might see him continue that sort of aggressiveness, but I think Kevin Cash, I'm fairly certain he's going to be really short with Blake Snell tonight. And to some people's dismay, you know, they probably won't like that. Some people, and Blake certainly probably won't like it either. But that's just the way of the world right now, and that's the way of the Tampa Bay Rays. They've gotten to this far because of their management, a lot of it. Great players, too, guys who have come through and played really well. But Kevin Cash has done such a nice job with that bullpen, such a nice job with that team, American League Manager of the Year. Kevin Cash, very close with Rocco Baldelli, from my understanding. Worked together, of course, in Tampa Bay. Very similar, if you see. I know there was a lot of criticism, and you know, sometimes it is rightly so. Like, the Twins will go down 3-2 in a game, and it's the sixth inning, and Rocco will go to their worst reliever. Like, say he goes to Devin Smeltzer, you know, goes to the back of the bullpen instead of a high leverage arm in a game that doesn't matter. It does matter, but it's a regular season game. Kevin Cash does the same thing. He does it in the playoffs. If the Rays go down, he'll go to the back of his bullpen and just kind of play for tomorrow, and maybe your offense can make a comeback. It's a very similar philosophy that Rocco and Kevin have probably talked about together, that I think is funny. I've picked up on that throughout this Rays World Series run. It's a Rays World Series run that I don't want to see end tonight. I want to see a Game 7. I want to see the Rays win it. I really would like for this team to show up offensively tonight. Just not much going last time out against Clayton Kershaw and company. Tonight it's Gonsolin who struggled. You got Austin Meadows hitting third. Brandon Lau's heating up, hitting fourth. Randy Arozarena, of course, hitting second. You need the middle part of your lineup with Margot and Adames. Kiermaier at the bottom. You need those guys to do it as well, but I think it's going to come down to Austin Meadows, their best hitter last year, arguably, in 2019, who hasn't done really anything this year with injury and ineffectiveness, much like reminds me of Mitch Garver, honestly. Got to show up for them hitting third tonight. Got to show up. Randy Arozarena's got to be Randy. This is a tough, tough Dodgers team. Probably a better team, you know, through and through, but that doesn't mean it's egregious where the Rays cannot come back and win Game 6 and give them a game in Game 7. I think that's what I'm cheering for tonight. And when we come back, let's talk about a fun relieving option for the Twins who could replace Sergio Romo. They got to decide on that club option next week, and we'll dive into that as well. You're listening to the Locked On Minnesota Twins podcast. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com, a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Again, go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. The longtime Kansas City Royal right-handed reliever Joaquin Soria is a free agent this offseason. 36 years old, mentioned right-handed. From 2016 to 2020, played for four different teams, the Royals, the White Sox, the Brewers, and the Athletics. That's five seasons, four teams. Signed a two-year, $15 million deal with Oakland and spent two seasons there. Pitched 91 and a third innings in those 2 years, 3.94 ERA, 3.46 FIP, 10.1 strikeouts per nine, 3.0 walks per nine. Not numbers that pop out to you as a setup man for Liam Hendricks. Blake Treinen was there, of course, and was outstanding in 2018. Before Soria. Let's look at his arsenal. Joaquin Soria, 65.5% of the time, is going to throw his four-seam fastball, which averages 92.4 miles an hour. It's just under league average. Expected in 2020, expected batting line. Expected batting average was 231 off his fastball. Expected WOBA, 297. That's very, very good. WOBA, of course, weighted on-base average. It's more an advanced on-base percentage. It weighs for extra base hits. On-base percentage does not. Expected slugging percentage, 387. That's also low. He threw his slider a lot more, and it was a slider. You know, he didn't throw his slider much in 2019. Threw it 20% of the time in 2020 with great results, 77 miles an hour. It's a big change from his four-seamer. Expected batting average, 234. Expected WOBA, just 254. And expected slugging percentage, 307, with a 30.6% whiff rate, swing and miss rate. So that slider worked really nicely for him. You hear where I'm going here. The Twins love sliders. They probably would look at Soria and say, ooh, we like that he upped his slider usage. We could up that even more. I watched, went back and watched video of Soria's slider. It's very different because I want to compare him here, and we're going to look at him side by side. I want to compare him with Sergio Romo because I think they're similar. Soria's slider is much more vertical consistently than Romo's horizontal slider. You know, when you watch Sergio, it's like a frisbee. It moves across the zone laterally from right to left. Soria's slider kind of starts at the top of the zone and will cut a little bit down. It's more vertical than it is horizontal a lot of the time. Now, when I've seen some pitches, I've seen him throw pitches in 2020, and I was looking back at video, that were lateral, and it seemed like he had better success with those pitches. It didn't feel like he had it didn't look like he had the best feel for his slider, and you know, that's understandable. He just kind of upped the usage this year. But again, great results. Expected WOBA 254. That's great. Against lefties, he mixes in a changeup 28.6% of the time in 2020. Again, it's a great pitch. 135 expected batting average, 165 expected WOBA, 254 expected slugging percentage. I don't want to weigh 2020 way too much with Soria, but he's been an effective reliever. I mean, I mentioned from 2016 to 2020 has a 346 FIP. That's pretty solid. And then I think he, with the Athletics, who are known to be forward thinking as well, kind of mixed up his pitches a little bit, changed up his pitch mix, and found more success. His 276 expected ERA, so it wasn't a fluke, his ERA, was in the top 8% of the league in 2020. Expected WOBA 248 was in the top 8% of the league. His actual WOBA was 243 that he allowed, and that was in the top 10% of the league. Expected WOBA on contact, which is, you know, the expected WOBA when a hitter makes contact, was in the top 8%. Barrel rate only 3.2%. That was in the 94th percentile in the league. He had a great year, did Soria, and he's heading into a free agent market. We don't know how it's going to look as I turn the page here and we compare him to Sergio Romo. Age, Joaquin Soria is 36, Romo 37. Romo will be 38 in March, Soria 37, I think, in May. So Soria is a year younger than Sergio. ERA from 2016 to 2020, Soria 374, Sergio 362. FIP, Soria 320, Sergio 398. Strikeout rate, very similar. Walks per nine, very similar. Sergio gives up more homers or had in that five-year span, and then the whip is similar as well. But this is the difference, I think. If you were looking to replace Sergio Romo with Joaquin Soria, in 2020, Soria's fastball averaged 92.4 miles per hour. Sergio's 85.3. And I think as Sergio continues to lose ticks off his fastball, his slider becomes less effective. And I think that's probably why Soria found more success with his slider. His expected WOBA was just 254 on that slider in 2020. Sergio, 302. So Soria's slider was actually better. And we know Sergio has an elite slider. And again, this is a 20-inning sample size in 2020, but this is the kind of thing the Twins look at. And they looked at Homer Bailey when he went to Oakland and changed his pitch mix to add that splitter. Bailey became a free agent. The Twins picked him up because they were interested in working with that pitch. I think you could see something similar with Soria's slider. Whiff rate, 30.6% for Soria, I mentioned. Sergio, 30.8%, very similar. Soria's spin rate, 2,725. Sergio, 2,917. So more spin on Sergio. You know, Sergio's is a frisbee, and I mentioned if Soria's could have more lateral movement, I think he's going to have more success with it. I'm not a pitching coach. Maybe the Twins feel differently, but that's just what I noticed from watching a little bit of video on him. He's really interesting here. He's a guy who could fill in the back of your bullpen. You could sign on a 1 year, maybe $6, $7 million deal. I know the Twins don't have a bunch of money to throw around, but I think because his fastball velo is leaps and bounds higher than Sergio's, because his slider, he took a step forward with his slider, because he's a year younger, you feel like you can get more out of that arm. You might take Soria for a million or two more than you would Sergio. I mean, I think it makes sense there. There's, again, I will look at the Twins free agents and I will look for reasons to keep their free agents. You know, I look to keep Ira Adrianza. I kind of sway it in his direction if I'm comparing two players. If it's negligible, I will side with Adrianza. This is not, I don't think. I think Soria is clearly the better reliever here moving forward with more upside. I think you know what you're going to get from Sergio, and it's not bad at all. You know, I wouldn't be opposed to bringing back Romo. I just think with a guy like Joaquin Soria, who's not going to cost you a ton, he's not the high leverage Liam Hendricks, Trevor Rosenthal, or high octane, I should say. He's high leverage. Soria can pitch in the eighth and ninth innings. But the development with the slider and then a good changeup against lefties, he was better against lefties than righties in 2020, much like Tyler Clippard. Great changeup he mixed in there against left-handers. And then I'm just really encouraged by that slider development. I think the Twins would be too. I'm just venturing to guess because they do love their sliders. And look what they did with Matt Whistler. Up that slider usage, became a monster and now he's part of the bullpen in 2020, presumably. So I like Joaquin Soria. I think he would be an interesting option. I think he'd be fun to bring in, and I actually think it's really viable that the Twins would like him just from looking at his profile on the surface. They certainly have more numbers than me. They know more than I do, but just on the surface, I think Joaquin Soria is a good bet for the Twins. Thanks for listening today. Have a great day. Go Twins. I'll be back tomorrow talking about more free agents and recapping Game 6 of the World Series, hopefully previewing Game 7 of the World Series. Thanks again for listening. Stay warm out there.